This podcast contains adult language. DigitalDarren.com. Today is March 1st, 2014. Today we're doing something a little different. We're starting to do some music stuff, and this is the first of the music matchup series that we'll do from time to time. Just a brief introduction. The music matchups are just where we have just random talks, me and some of the guests on the show, about CDs and individuals, who's better than who. That's all. It's basically as simple as who's better than who. Is Scarface better than Outkast? Is Jay-Z better than Nas? Is 400 Degrees better than 500 Degrees? Just different songs. And is Stank On You better than Quemini? So we'll compare different groups, different albums, different individuals to each other. We'll come up with a certain formula. We'll compare the albums or the people or the music. And we'll come up with a winner. Today's music matchup is UGK Riding Dirty versus 8-Ball and MJG Coming Out Hard. And we only do these music matchups with iconic, classic figures, groups, or albums. So it's not going to be comparing Trinidad James or anybody like that. You know, so it's going to be people who we all can agree have good musical albums that we all can agree are at a certain gold standard, if you will. And it'll just be comparing greats on greats. And to bring in Calhoun, who's going to be the guest talking about it today. Do you have anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I thought you were going to say you're going to compare Rich Homie Quan and Future.
Well, that's trash and trash. Right?
Hey, garbage and garbage can.
Exactly. So, you know, we're only going to compare people who we feel are good music.
Well, who's just good music across the board? If you want to talk about rock and roll and you want to talk about R&B, you don't bring the bottom of the bottom. So we're going to talk about someone who's really artistic and got some good music.
Before we get into that, do you think other genres have the same problem that rap has, where it's like garbage, good, bad? Because only really a rap and R&B type person, you know what I'm saying? But it seems like rap, the garbage in rap can get known way more quickly.
It's like Major League Baseball and softball on the hill. It's like, it can go really, really bad, or it's really, really good.
Yeah, but it seems like even in rap, the really, really bad gets really, really popular sometimes, whereas these other genres, it doesn't seem like the really, really bad gets really, really popular.
Well, one, because you're not big into other genres of music. I'm not.
But you are. You're more diversified than me.
I like a lot of it. I like a lot of indie, and I listen to some rock and all that type of stuff. I'm not into it. Like, I was...
You listen to gospel, right?
No. Yeah, right. The money music. No, I don't. I'm not into all the other stuff. But I just think, you know, that'll be going off a little bit. I just think one reason why rap is what it is because people who are in charge of it and runs it are not really connected to it. I mean,
that's a good point. I mean, it's the same thing as white people controlling black culture.
Exactly. So. You know, not to take it there. We're not going there. Black History Month was last month, but that's one of the problems. So that's how you get a Trinidad James, and that's how you get a Young Thug. They're lit. Like Future opened the door for this nonsense, and then when Future opened the door, can you reach Homie Quan, your Young Thug, and your and your Trinidad James. Just like that Laffy Taffy opened up the door for a whole bunch of crap in itself.
Agreed. So let's get off the bullshit. Let's go on and talk about the two CDs. We're not comparing UGK and 8-Ball MJG. They're icons in both of our opinions. We're just comparing two specific CDs, Riding Dirty and Coming Out Hard. And we'll start with Coming Out Hard.
Let me say this too. These are two CDs that do not get the recognition that they deserve, especially from up north, pompous.
Not even up north, just from rap outside of the South, because when both of these CDs were made,
no one respected
nobody respected the South.
And you can take this CD, either one of these, with your Wu-Tang, with your whoever you want to bring them with. Both of these CDs go toe-to-toe with any of them.
And in my opinion, these are two of the top 10 rap CDs of all time. Definitely top 20.
I think one of them is.
And we're going to talk about it. But we both can say they're both the top 20 of all time, I think.
I don't know. I know one of them is.
All right, so before we go into a comparison, let's just talk a little bit about Coming Out Hard. It came out, what, 93, right? I think it was 93. I was in 8th grade, so it had to be 93.
You going to tell your age on that?
Recorded 93. Release. Y'all was in 8th grade. I was going to 8th grade. I was in 8th grade, so.
And Riding Dirty came out in 96.
Riding Dirty came out in 96.
It's not if you were there when it came out. You can't say the
influence. But it's certain, just what you said, it is certain influences that when it came out, it's certain elements of it that when it came out.
It's certain elements.
That when you listen to it then.
Yeah, it's certain elements.
It's different listening to it now than when you
listen to it. Totally different. It's totally different, man. It's totally different. The hood was the hood, and you don't even have them like it is no more. These cats had Jerry curls.
And they were cool with them.
And go. So, it's different, but. The music is the music. That goes to show the greatness of the music.
Yeah.
That's what that goes to show. That shows how because all the rap out you listen to it, all of the great stuff, you going back to 95, 97, 99. So it just shows how great the music is.
Yeah.
Look on the cover with this old Lexus. It's in the junkyard. So let's be real here. Let's go straight to the meat here for anyone who's listening. The argument came because we have a discussion. Now, how you feel about UGK?
I feel they're tied for the best rap group of all time without Cass.
That is very, very strong. What about Tribe Called Quest?
I will put Tribe Called Quest. Let me go on and break down my top five groups of all time.
Okay.
UGK and Outkast are number one. It may be six because I got a tie for number one.
That's strong. Okay.
I would put Tribe Called Quest number two.
Okay.
I would put a tie for number two.
What?
Tribe Called Quest would be number two by themselves. Got a little fight, dog. He's really who I'm saying when I say Tribe Called Quest. Number three would be a tie between the Ghetto Boys and NWA. Number four.
Really
number four would be Good and Mob. I did say 8-Ball MJG, though.
No.
Oh, number four would be 8-Ball MJG.
At four? Okay, come on.
Number five would be the Good and Mob.
Okay. See, now this is why we disagree a lot. Number one, hands down, Outkast.
I just said they tied for number one. What more you want me to say?
UGK is not tied. Number one is Outkast. Number two probably would be them boys up north. Tribe Called Quest. Q-Tip them is something. They had like three serious albums.
How many serious albums do UGK got? Or do Outkast have?
Outkast have three major albums. Some playlist of Cadillac Music, AT Aliens, and Equimini. And that's not, none of those are the ones that even went Diamond.
But the Diamond wasn't that good, though.
How everybody was riding the Love Below. Who didn't ride to it that summer? Everybody, he's the only rapper that can do that.
But you're giving head to one half of the group. What about the other half?
Listen.
Let's Diamond. All right. So, lay in your top five.
I said, Tribe Called Quest, Midnight Marauders. You got to give them their props. After them, I'm probably gonna go. No, not probably. I'm going Goody Mob.
Over UGK and 8 Mile and MJG?
Listen, man.
Goody Mob had two CDs.
Boy, and you can bring either one on the Soul Food and Still Standing, man. You can do whatever
they
you want to do.
Some bullshit, too.
On Soul Food?
No, I'm saying Goody Mob has two good CDs, man, two bullshit
CDs. Don't
nobody
count all that later stuff. How many? How many bullshit CDs?
Do 8 Mile and exactly.
Hey,
no,
hey,
no,
hey,
no, no,
no,
no,
no, no. That, Goody Mob, for one thing, let's do it like this. We're going to take the best rapper out of these groups.
Oh, God.
Okay, now, let's do this. Now, who's better than Andre 3000? Nobody in these groups. To me, he's the best rapper of all time, punt blank, period. But that's probably a fact. But he's really up there. Everybody lives his top five.
We've already had this argument when we compared him versus Scarface.
Okay.
And that may be another matchup.
We'll do that, because neither one of them get the head they deserve.
Yeah.
But, okay, so now take it. Out of UGK. Bun B is the better of the
two. Bun B is a hell of a lyricist now.
I nobody's taking no shots at Bun B. He's the better of the two, by far.
But Pimp got his own swag, too.
He got his own sound. Everybody in these things got their own if you ain't the best. Pimp C got a unique sound, just like
Pimp C is more unique than Bit Boy as far as his sound.
No, because Bit Boy more lyrical than he is.
Yeah, I'm not saying. I'm just saying, like,
okay, so
Pimp C has a clear cut sound.
He has a sound. Bit Boy has a clear. Who sounds like Bit Boy? Nobody. Okay, so now
Killer Mike.
No, nobody. And Killer Mike's better than Bit Boy. Okay, and you take it up top. Try Call Quest.
Fight Dog the Man.
By far, but Q-Tip has his own sound.
Exactly, like him and Pimp in the same boat. They have a unique sound.
Q-Tip is better than Big Boy and Pimp C.
I disagree.
Let's be honest.
I disagree.
Let's be honest. Now, you taking these boys here.
Eight See, I like MJG, but a lot of big guys like 8 Ball. You a big guy, you like 8 Ball.
No, I like MJG.
Put
so
like this. We can do
they the same. This is the only group you can be like.
They
the same.
One A and one U.
Yeah,
it is.
He's like we just said, life is better than
yeah. It's
going to be better.
I agree with you.
These two boys go back and forth. There is no better.
Yeah.
And I think that's the difference.
I like MJG better, but you can talk me into 8 Ball.
You can. Boy, either song.
Who's that like MJG wins that like 8
exactly.
Ball?
Exactly.
You know
they both go, you know, boys, who you like?
Scarface.
It's not a, you know what I mean? Yeah. With the Hot Boys, it was a little bit, but I like the Juvenile.
See, we're not going to stay on all these other groups. We promise we're going to get to the breakdown. Hot Boys, Juvenile is the best
by
rapper
far.
Out of all of them.
By far.
Including Weezy of, you know what
but
I'm saying?
But he wasn't who he turned out to be. But even who he turned out to be, he hasn't
he can't put the CD together like Jules now.
He don't have nothing out like 400 degrees.
Exactly. He can't put out a CD like Jules now. I mean, he can cover certain topics. Now, lyricist, Wayne can flow his ass
he
off.
He can just metaphor around. He's like the Mad Hatter. But you want to put everything together. It's just like, but back on the subject here. Goody Mob, by far.
Okay, so far your number one is Outkast. Your number two is
Tribe Called Quest.
Number three, Goody Mob.
Yep. Number four, 8 Ball MJG. Number five, I'll go. Well, I don't want to give it to UGK. I go UGK. I might go Beastie Boys over UGK.
It's a lot of people you missing out of your top five, especially from the South.
I'm just doing a five.
It's some ties in there because different people bring different things to the party.
I think it's who am I missing?
I would say in the top five has had NWA. They started this gangster shit. Like Ice Cube said, I started this gangster shit back in 86.
Yeah, but 86 I wasn't listening to gangster rap. Honestly.
Well, that's a good point.
So,
I think I started
maybe
listening.
Maybe so.
I think I started listening to gangster rap 88, and I was sneaking on my friend's house who were older than me.
Yeah, and then what were you in 88? 9?
Yeah, so I was sneaking on my friend's
yeah,
house.
Yeah, I was 7. Knocking on doors. So I wasn't interested in gangster. I couldn't comprehend it. Now, if I was going to miss someone, I would say Public Enemy. I did like them. Fighting
like
the power. 9-1-1 is a joke. I
never
I
did
rocking.
Like them. They aren't lyricists. They aren't whatever. But, okay.
I tell you who else. I like Beastie Boys. That first one.
You like the Beastie Boys over the Hot Boys?
Hell no.
Okay, then. You haven't even said that. Or the Ghetto Boys? You haven't even said none of these.
I like the Ghetto Boys too. But just five, they wouldn't make my cut.
All right, so we done talked about some completely off the wall. Let's go on to get into
it. I ain't lead up to it. You don't just sticky dicky and you got a kiss on there and stuff. You know what I mean? Unless you pay. And that's
but
another
one,
though. Yeah. Pay for a pussy is the best pussy. All right, come on.
All right, so So right now we're looking at, before we get into these CDs, we're gonna preface it by saying I think UGK from my top five is a notch or two better, a notch better than A Ball or MVG. Tied for number one.
How? Over Tribe Called Quest.
I just told you. I think Bun and Fife Dawg, if we talking about just the best out of each group, I think Bun and Fife Dawg are tied. I wouldn't
and
get
Q-Tip blowing PMC.
I think PMC is better than Q-Tip.
Blowing him
out. I'm gonna say why. Because maybe the way my life has changed, has shaped up, or maybe because I'm from the South, it seems like I relate more with Pimp C says than what Q-Tip says.
We are from the South, but I mean, you go lyrics, content, and all that.
But that's what we just said.
So, well, he's one of the worst lyricists of that.
Of his time. Yeah. But as far as just, and you know what, the difference between Pimp C is he did beats. So it's when you get him.
What do Q-Tip do?
His beats aren't better than Pimp's.
Oh my god, you want to do that stuff now?
Let's keep it back. This isn't about Q-Tip and Fife Dawg.
Now this is favoritism at his finest. No, Q-Tip, we shouldn't even say their name in the same sentence.
For his beats?
As far as anything, you shouldn't say Q-Tip.
I disagree. I think they different. It's just like saying, which do you like better? A really good dessert or a really good steak? I mean, they both are good, just different types of good.
You know, somebody hates sweets. They want steak, and somebody don't eat beef.
All I'm saying, you eat everything. Which one is good? A really good
dessert. Dessert. I got my weight off dessert. Dessert. I like dessert. Desert. That's what I call it. Nah, you can't say Pimp C and Q-Tip. Nah.
All right, well, let's get back to it. So, I'm prefacing this by saying, I think UGK is a notch better than 8-Ball and MJG. You think 8-Ball and MJG is a notch better than UGK?
By your own admission of what we said, 8-Ball and MJG is one of the few groups where it's really a competition. Like, a lot of you cats get in the booth with their friend and blow them out the water.
But it's not just about rapping, though. It's not just about lyrics. It's about putting song together.
These guys.
Concept or story type.
These guys do. Let's get to what we came in for. And the albums.
So, I'll let you start. Coming Out Hard is an iconic album. My biggest knock on it is that it only has 8 songs.
That's nitpicking. It's nine labels. 9 on the track list.
One is an intro, so we're throwing out intros and outros, right? Oh, you want to keep those together?
No, I mean, okay, we can throw it out.
So, on Coming Out Hard, what's your favorite song? Or before we start on that, on Coming Out Hard, do you think 8-Ball MJG shines more, or you think it's about the same?
That's what makes them one of the best. And if they wasn't battling with that country boy from Atlanta, 3000, they probably would be the best. And if they had more albums that was like this one, they would be the best.
And see,
no one shines on this.
That's the problem. Like, they went to Diddy and been put out some trash, went to Grand
Hole. They've been some label whores now.
I mean, not even that. Just,
they went to Def Jam.
They haven't duplicated this magic. Because even on Outside Looking In was nowhere near as good as a follow up to this.
Listen, this is their best. When you get this kind of greatness, it's hard to duplicate. You think what Bill Gates gonna do after Microsoft?
Let's compare it to sports because we talk a lot about sports. This is like a 40-point year for them. So, like somebody in the NBA averaging 40 points, 9.9 rebounds, 9 assists.
You're not gonna hit that magic again.
But you expect them to come back. The rest of them averaging 17 points, 21 points, 10 points. They've been all over the map outside of this. Consistency has been a thing. But let's go on and talk about the CD. Let's go on and talk about Coming Out Hard.
The CD.
So, what is your favorite song on Coming Out Hard?
I like 9 Little Millimeter Boys. I like the first episode. I like Arm Robberies. I like Pimps. Coming
so
Out.
So, you're going to read out every song
on track list? I'll tell you my favorite. Niggas Like Us. And I like Pimps in the House.
I'm just going to tell you the one I
like. Yeah, what?
I like them all. I think the one that really, as I re-listen to it today, I think one that shines is the first episode where they rap, then they had a brother talking, hey man, why you want to sell dope? And then, you know, they go into talking about that. I thought that was really shine. I always thought Coming Out Hard, the actual song, I thought MJG rapped his ass out for me. Like,
what about the other one? The one to the motherfucking two to that Pimps Like Us.
Pimps Like Us. I mean, Niggas Like Us.
Yeah,
that's what you're
like
talking
about. Nigga Like Us.
I'm going to tell you song I like, but I'm not a great fan of, just because both of them are on it. Mr. Big. I wish MJG was on.
What a story that was.
That's a hell of a story. I wish MJG, MJG would have rapped on.
They left that right where it needed to be. It took every last one of them verses for you to get from in the game, working at Mickey D's, not making no money, getting robbed, then becoming the man and have to shoot the bitch for setting you up, and the niggas who came in and don't go to jail because you missed the big. No. He needed every last one of those. Mr. Big was, hey.
So no song stands out on that CDD.
All of them do. Nah, you saying that wrong. Not all of them stand out. That is the calling card of a great CD, right?
You know, there's some songs that stand out to me. There others don't.
I don't think about Armed Robbery.
Like Niggas Like Us, I'm not the super big fan of. I love the first episode, Nine Little Meter Big Boys. The beats.
Number nine with
Pimps in the House. I like Pimps in the House.
With MJG go on.
Yep. I like Pimps. I like Coming Out Hard. MJG say some slick as shit. 1, 2, 3 points I gotta get across. 1, don't 2, make me 3, go off. Like, D-Boy's bringing the hate.
D-Boy's bringing 3.
So I can't hate on it. Like I told you before, my biggest thing is just enough content. It's only 35 minutes of listening.
What did they put Lay It Down on that one?
But Lay It Down came out good, though.
Okay, what did they put it on
now? Alright, so let's go on and talk about Riding Dirty. And we can do a head-to-head comparison. All right,
come on. Put on Ryan Dirty. Let's go. All
right.
Watch all this trash you have to see.
So, Ryan Dirty.
One Day Hard.
One Day Murder. Diamonds Against the Wood. 3 in the morning.
See what you skip? Wait a minute.
I like Pink and Ring, but I can understand.
Pink and Ring garbage. Come on.
Now, it's not garbage.
It's not good.
All right. 3 in the morning.
Fuck My Car's not good.
You don't like Fuck My Car?
No, I don't like Fuck My Car.
You've never had a car that girls wanted to fuck before, so that's why.
Oh, not at me.
Okay, you can't relate. Look at it, it's 55 minutes long. You're getting much more.
You gotta take shots at your buddy.
Nah, I'm not taking shots. Alright, let's go ahead. That's why I care.
High Life ain't shit.
You don't like High Life?
No, it's alright. It ain't. No, it's not.
Good stuff.
And a lot of it sound dated. The difference between that and this, you can tell what era of music this is.
You can tell Coming Out Hard sounded dated by the beats. You can tell by the beats.
No. That stuff sounds like that could have been made last year. This sounds like it's from the 90s.
They both sound dated. If that's the case, this sounds less dated than that.
I disagree. All right, but keep going. Good Stuff, that's the one about that pussy, ain't it?
Yeah.
No.
Looking for that good stuff.
Come on, dude.
What about Ryan Dirty?
I like Ryan Dirty.
You know what I'm saying? 8 songs.
Okay.
So 8 and 8.
And their 8 is better than their 8.
Nope.
I give you this. That Murder might be the best song out of both of the series.
Nah, I wouldn't even say that. I think Diamonds and Wood is the best series.
No. Not
Diamonds and Wood to me is one of the.
Diamond and Wood ain't better than those.
That's real life stuff. Diamonds and Wood. She says she love me because all we do not, but all we do not is fucking fight. They talking about their life. I think that MJG them just talking that street stuff, 8 Ball them. I think this is harder.
They talking pimp shit. Me and neither one of us been pimps.
I'm not saying about our life, I'm saying their life. UGK was talking about more closely related to their lives. And also, I give UGK an extra bump because all the beats are done by who? Pimp C.
Where is this? I said a lot of samples.
Pimp C, Pimp C, Pimp C.
N.O. Joe.
N.O. Joe and Pimp C did the whole CD.
N.O. Joe.
You ain't gonna give Pimp C no head.
Let me see who did 8 Ball MJG.
It's gonna be somebody you never heard of. Okay? Tony Draper don't even give you.
That's what I want doing my beats. Swallow House. That's who I want. Tony Draper.
I would have a pimp doing my beats.
No. These go hard.
All right, so let's talk about this.
You gotta say different things, man. Cause if you want go hard, some of that pump you up, get going. If you're trying to get out here and go to work, motivation, money. If you want some of that in the gym, get you amped up. It's not even the competition.
You're right, but if you want some laid back, good listening, good music,
Coming Out Hard again.
You want to grind dirty. Pimp C give you the highs, the jazz feel. He give you all the instruments.
No.
Do a full ring.
I can't say nothing bad about it. It's a classic album. Without a doubt. But we just named a good four songs. It's not even.
You named the good four songs you don't like.
You think good stuff is good as anything on Coming Out Hard? You think High Life is as good?
Yeah,
as
I like. Now, see, I think High Life is as good as everything on there.
Oh, no. Nah.
They talk about life, messed up life. But let's talk about the breadth of these CDs. What would you, if you had to describe Coming Out Hard, what's Coming Out Hard about? Is it about them coming out hard? What would you, if somebody said, what's Coming Out Hard about? How would you describe it?
The struggle and getting it in. And staying focused and getting to cash.
Pretty much same nigga shit, right?
Same, yeah, I mean, everybody's nigga shit, yeah.
If somebody were to ask you, what's Riding Dirty about, what would you say?
Nigga shit.
I mean, what would you say? Like, you want to answer.
Pimping, riding, diamonds and wood wheels.
It's about riding looking. It's more about.
More about impressing me. I was looking for some pussy. I mean, it
touches on the. Put it like this. Did Ryan, in my mind, Ryan Dirty touches on more different subjects than Coming Out Hard. Coming Out Hard, all the songs are pretty much either drugs.
I know, it's just, pimping. I'm down and I'm coming up. I'm coming to get it.
Like one day you hear that. One day you hear High Life. They talk about High Life. They talk about outside of the norm. You know what I'm saying?
Diamonds and wood. What is that?
Diamonds and goods. That's about basic life. If you go, did you listen to that today?
I listened to yeah. First off, let's just do basic here. That both of us have heard these CDs numerous of times. Yeah. So anyone who listens like they just heard it, no.
We've been listening since the 90s, exactly.
We were from here. So, no. We was here when Ryan Cameron was doing the 8 at 8. I mean, it was on there.
That's how I first heard UGK. He played You Use Me Up.
Yeah, the top 8 at 8, yeah. Ryan Cameron. So, what I'm saying that to say is this. Even listening to it today. Nah,
they both sound dated, but they sound dated for different reasons.
This ain't touching.
Tell me why it's not touching. Tell me why Ryan Dirty isn't touching Coming Out Home.
The song they miss on that updated, I don't like. High Life, good stuff. Fuck My Car. Those songs ain't hitting me.
Okay.
3 in the morning, yep. Murder, yep. I can ride One Day You Hear all day. I can ride the One Day and Murder all day. I can ride those two songs all day. What was Touched about?
Touched is one where Jay-Z say, once upon a time, not too long ago, a nigga like myself had the strong arm, a hoe. And this is not a hoe in the sense of having a pussy, but the sense of having a goddamn sense.
I like
trying
touch.
To push me. That's what I'm saying. Like, the one thing.
Fuck My Car, High Life, good stuff. No. And I tell you what else I didn't like? All them dumbass jail.
Jail.
I didn't like them at all.
Now, I can't say the jail and the lose would take away from the CD.
I didn't like them at all.
If you had.
This nigga over here jacking off. These niggas kissing. I don't give a fuck about that. I'm not in jail. I'm not going to jail.
I think that's part of they. I think that no. Buzz giving you the advice because he's the one talking about Ryan Dirty. But
no, I didn't. That was a hit and miss.
So a not for you on UGK is those the three songs you don't like plus the jailhouse motif.
Okay.
For me, Coming Out Hard, the miss is not long enough.
You know why? They leave you on more. That's the calling card of a good product, whatever it is. They leave you
one more.
I was done with it. I got through it like, oh, that's pretty good. I go on to the next CD. Right, you ride Coming Out Hard like, wow, I need me 9 more of those. I guess I had to loop it and go back in. That's the difference. I skipped some songs on here.
I would skip songs on Coming Out Hard because it's not enough songs to skip.
You just want to keep back. Listen,
but I wouldn't skip songs on Ryan Dirty either. But I will concede this. I would say I like Fuck My Car because Buns say some of the hardest shit in them. He gives you the full range of lyrics.
I can't take nothing away from you.
I like High Life.
I didn't like High Life. And I didn't like Good Stuff.
Now, Good Stuff, that's the one I can see you saying.
And they sound old. You listen to them now, it sounds old.
To me, that's how Coming Out Hard sound. I listened to Coming Out Hard this morning. I was like, damn, this shit sound dated.
Oh, man,
kid. And I'm not even saying that they both sound dated. It's just it sounds dated from a simple fact of niggas talking about Jerry curls and pimps and shit like that.
He said Jerry curls, he had a girl.
Saying they don't have lyrics.
He just cut the girl off a few years ago. He wore a curl in the 90s.
He should have had a curl. Think about laying down, running the comb, the gold comb through my curls.
And I'm like, Larry Nell came out in 94.
But they're still old. They had a curl then.
Let's get back to the ECD. So, you said 8-Ball MJG is iconic because every song is a 10 on your scale. Matter of fact, let's do this. Let's go through it, name. What would you give every song? We both
I like that idea. Let's start with UGK. No, right here. Let's start that. The intro. We're not doing intro.
We're not doing intro.
One day. Us. 10.
Marvin Wayne promised to be the only thing promised to a player is the penitentiary. So I'ma take care of my business on the smooth tip. Watch my back selling crack and pack two clips. And when you think about that, you say it'll be on as a trip you here today. But the next day you go. One day
murder. One day we both agree 10. Okay. Murder, we both agree 10. Mm-hmm. Pinky ring.
Oh, yeah. You ain't never met a nigga like MC Hawk. Oh, you coming to my house, take off the shit at the door. If you coming to my house, then it's a game to fuck. And if you fucking with a bitch, if it's a game to fuck.
I would say 8.
I say 6.
And tell me the ones that got them jail and the lose on here. Because whatever those are.
Okay, next song is Diamonds Against the Wood. I'ma give a 10.
I'll give it an 8.
Alright.
In the morning, just turns over. Looked into my coat, got to get around. Some hustle moving in the shed, but nobody flashed me down.
The next song is 3 in the morning. I'm gonna give it a 10.
I'll give it a 10.
Now, once upon a time, not too long ago, a nigga like myself had this strong arm, a hoe. Now, this was not a hoe in the sense of having a pussy, but a pussy having no goddamn sense. Trying to push me, he used to hold dick.
The next song is Touch. I'm going to give that a 10.
I'll give it a 10.
The next song is Fuck My Car. I'm going to give that an 8.
No, I'm not. I'm going with a 6. No, I'm going with a 5. Fuck My Car.
My nigga, he done put the wrong button. I ain't never ran this high. Now you the number one nigga. I wanna whoop the pizza. And this not a trick, bitch. That I ain't gon' let that shit fly. Your PLN crowd all my face. About to pocket this motherfucker, cause he's standing in my place. He's selling on my block. Jacket for my boys. They coming on our side.
Fuck. Alright, that's why I care. I'm gonna get it. I'm just gonna get that a 9.
I'll give it an 8.
High life. We living
that high life.
I'm tired of living fucked up, tired of living
bad, tired of living.
Alright, high life.
2.
I'm gonna get that a 10.
I'm going 2.
Alright.
Boy, you done played yourself. Show it, coach you like a new boy. You bought a one-way ticket to something bigger than you. Over your head and got your head exactly what I figured you do. Now who you kid? I'm playing a bang of the shit.
Good stuff. I'm going to get that a 5.
1. You been generous. It should be no sub on the great CD ever.
All right,
Ryder.
I'm
going to get a 5.
Ryder.
From you. I've judged it from a fan.
I would give it a 10, but I'm trying to be fair. I would give it a 10.
Be real.
All right, real is like a 7. That's real.
I can't believe this.
Girl, I can't stop and feel my head like the blink and roll up by the top and keep moving and keep rolling. Moves don't be holding, I'm coming through and rolling. And I can't stand still, wanna kill all of y'all. Even though some buzzers fall, I'm still rolling like a ball.
Good, I mean, on Ryan Dirty, I would give a 10.
I'll give it a 10.
Alright, so.
Wait a minute. Which one of these had them in a lose?
It's three in a lose. Yeah. So okay. we're gonna add up and we're gonna take off three.
Yeah.
So you,
okay, deduct three.
Alright, so for Riding Dirty, my score is a 101. Your score was actually an 80, but you took off 3 points for the three in a lose. Where they doing the jailhouse.
I remember which one it was, yeah.
Alright, and so your score is a 77 for Riding Dirty, right?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so let's go to Coming Out Hard.
Your favorite CD, and not all songs got 10s. That's interesting. Come on. Let's go 9 Little Millimeter Boys. What you got?
I got a 9.
You gotta be shitting me. You gonna start off like that already?
Yeah.
You okay? I got 11 then.
We just won the 10. All right,
come on.
All right,
10.
Yeah.
So when the dance over,
my bitches check it in. Just like that jump, I'm getting to the king. Come on, wait a minute, now, Mr. MJG. Do you really think anyone's gonna believe that pimping shit? Huh, I guess not. Haven't you heard? That pimping shit is dead.
Bitch, chill. Hold up. You got a pimp fucked up. Can't help it cause you don't know. Hey, my fault is just stuck up. The fans didn't teach ya. The streets didn't reach ya. I'm making easy money from the judge and the preacher. The mayor like the bitches cause they beat him with a chain. The judge and the preacher love to deal dirty things.
First episode,
10.
10 for me. Armed robbery.
Busted in the door, stuck the guard with a shank. Ran up to the gallop, pulled the gun out with the quickness. Shot the bank teller so it wouldn't be a witness. Fled out the door, put the money in my left hand. Still in my right hand, running like a wild man. Ran. Then took a glass, putting on my teeth, man. Double the gas in my pants, well, follow right on time. Now it's time for the crime. Do the crime, waste no time. Then I'm gonna get mine. Ready for the door to open. Shot the first trick I saw. Then shot the other fool, man. Thinking about the mouth, jumped into the truck. Put the.
You gotta think about it. You know. Come on, don't do that. What it is?
I really want to give it a 9, but I'm gonna go with a 10.
Trying to hate on the 10 pimps.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Bob and MJG in the motherfucking house. And we came here today to talk to you about this thing called pimps. It has been misunderstood over the years. So now we have come to set the record straight. Niggas don't do this shit right. It takes a special kind of nigga. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
It takes a nigga that's hard from the start. You gotta have heart to meet a bitch, smack her down, then rip her apart. It's all in the game. A nigga can't change.
10.
10. Coming out hard.
If I can get that 11, I'll get that 11.
Mr. Biggs.
Told you I feel it short on Mr.
No,
Biggs.
Don't do that though. MJG ain't on it. That's the truth. It's one of the longest songs they got on it.
And he's not on it. I gotta take out 2 points.
Oh, they don't know what it is. They got one. Each one got one song for B. That's how they even it out.
Right. Everybody got one of their own songs before you can hear how they sound.
That's not a group.
Yes, it is. You got to hear me. All
right, so go ahead and give it a 10.
Just hear me, niggas like us.
No friends, just a lot of bitches with their hands out.
What's up with that?
Smiling in my fucking face, stabbing me in my fucking back. All up in my business. What's up with my grip, bitch?
A phone call from A-Bone, let me know the scope. T-Money and JP have us over young folk. Not a true bitch, but a true bitch, nigga. Remolding dick is
hell. I'm gonna give it a 10.
What you gonna give it?
I'm gonna give it an 8.
You just trying to cheat him. 10.
MJG song, that's a 10.
10. Now what the score is?
Your score is a perfect. Your score is a perfect 80. My score is 77.
Man, way better.
No, it's not.
That's it is. You only did that because out of 12 songs, out of 8 songs, you got damn near every song at a 10.
Damn near.
Out of 12 songs, damn, you got some, look at this, a 7 and 2 8s and a 9. Nah, look at all the 10s you got. We got 2 songs and get 10. They got 9 and 8.
I got 3 songs. Oh, 2 songs. You right.
Yeah, you got a song on there that was supposed to be a 5. You went up to a 7. It's by far better.
It's not by far.
Man, by
Ryan Dirty is better. I'll give stuff 10. I'm just trying to be fair.
You going to get all them songs 10?
No, like I say, honestly, if we go back to Ryan Dirty, I would give Fuck My Car 10. But I put an 8 for us. Pinky Ring, I said I'd get that 8. That's a solid 8.
You would give good stuff a 10?
Look, no, I wouldn't give good stuff. I gave it a 7.
And it should have got a 5.
No, it should have.
But from a fan, it should have got a 5. I'm
looking
telling you now.
Looking for that good stuff.
Who got that fucking 5? It's so fucking there. It's so monkey. No. It's not comparing. Coming Out Hard. Here you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Coming Out Hard by far takes the crown.
No, it's not by far.
Play the crowd roaring and shit.
So we're going to wrap this up by saying this. We agree to disagree.
Hell no, we're going to wrap this up by saying Coming Out Hard is the best.
Calhoun feels Coming Out Hard is the best.
And you do too.
Darren feels Ryan Dirty is the best.
Give us your point of view. And this
That's
is Darren.
Fair. Yeah, check us. We're going to put this on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And we want to know which one do you guys think are better.
I'll tell you what else. Give us your next head-to-head.
Exactly. So next. And so what we're going to do, like I said, give us who you feel is better, 8-Ball MJG, Coming Out Hard, and UGK Ryan Dirty. The winner will get a digital dare. We'll pick somebody randomly, and we'll get them. Actually, we'll do this. We'll pick 2 people randomly and send them digitaldare.com. We'll pick 2 people randomly and give them digitaldare.com t-shirts.
If it's a girl, you got to tell us your size so we can get 2 sizes smaller and shoot us a picture with them titties in it.
Alright, anyway, like I said, we're going to pick 2 people randomly on any social media that you reply on, and we're going to send you a digitaldarren.com t-shirt. Also, fans, help us decide who our next music matchup is. I think we already have one in mind, but we want to hear from the fans, and it would be cool if any of our fans wanted to participate and bring and nominate who they is. We'll listen to the album or the artist you talk about so we can come back and give our opinion on it. If you want to get in contact with us, get in contact with us at digitaldarren, D-A-R-O-N, @gmail.com. And check out more music stuff. And just go back and check some of the old podcasts. And we're going to do something fun with Rick Ross' new CD. We're going to do a podcast on that. And we're going to do some more music matchups. And going to do some NBA stuff soon, too. So, again, fans, thank you for listening. Make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
We out of here.
Some of my partners. If that's cool with me, make the smoke, make the smoke, no problem. Yeah.
going on down in Atlanta. Thank you.